First ever Depressed Anonymous virtual conference on recovery. I'm Bill. I'm your moderator for the first session. We want everyone to feel safe. We understand you may be feeling suicidal or you may be having suicidal thoughts, and we're here to support you. However, we're a non-professional 12-step recovery group and are not qualified to provide professional help. If you feel you're in danger of harming yourself or others, or perhaps attempting suicide, we encourage you to leave the meeting and immediately call the emergency number in your area or go to the nearest hospital emergency room. This Skype call is being recorded. An audio-only version of the recording will be made available on the Depressed Anonymous website shortly after the conference. During the speaker share, a moderator will be ensuring that everyone else's mic remains muted. If time permits, there'll be a question and answer session after the speaker finishes. You can unmute your microphone at that time and ask your question. If you do not wish to be recorded, please ask your question in the chat box and the moderator will ask the speaker. Please do not share any identifying information. Anything said here today is the opinion of the speaker and does not represent the opinion of the Fellowship of Depressed Anonymous nor Depressed Anonymous Publications. All statements are for informational purposes only and do not imply any guarantee of results. Any copyrighted material shared by a speaker is done so under the fair use doctrine, and the original copyright holder maintains full ownership of their material. Welcome to Depressed Anonymous, a program of recovery from depression, where we share our experience, strength, and hope to find peace and serenity. DA is a 12-step recovery program where people with similar needs can find friendship and support and give each other the strength to live each new day with hope. We are not professionally led and aim to be self-supporting. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop saddening yourself. By being active in the program of Depressed Anonymous, we find new joy, acceptance, and peace in our lives. We hope you will find it too. We know your pain. You are no longer alone. Welcome to Depressed Anonymous. Welcome home. This is how it works from the DA book. You are about to witness the miracle of the group. You are joining a group of people who are on a journey of hope and who mutually care for each other. You will hear how hope, light, and energy have been regained by those who are hopeless and in a black hole and tired of living. By our involvement in the group, we are feeling that there is hope, that there is a chance for me too. I can get better, but we are not the people with the magic pills and the easy formulas for success. We believe that to get out of the prison of depression takes time and work. We have all been wounded in various degrees by the experience of depression. We also know that there is a method to regain control over our lives that is practical and workable, which is the 12 steps. It is successful for all those who want to change their lives. Some of us believe that there was no hope and that suicide was the only way out. In this natural world, one of the first laws is that all growth is gradual. That belief is the bottom line for all of us who are depressed and who want to get better. The more we attend meetings, the more we will learn and see the various ways to escape from depression. We also learn how important it is not to give up on ourselves. The 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over depression, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And here are the 12 traditions. We'll be to our speaker in just a moment. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon Depressed Anonymous unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for Depressed Anonymous membership is a desire to stop saddening yourself. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or Depressed Anonymous as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the depressed person who still suffers. Six, a Depressed Anonymous group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the Depressed Anonymous name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every Depressed Anonymous group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Depressed Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, Depressed Anonymous as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Depressed Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the Depressed Anonymous name, but never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, TV, and film. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And as a reminder, everyone's mic, except for the speakers, is going to be muted until the question and answer period. Depressed Anonymous was founded in 1985 by U.S., and our first speaker is our founder, U.S. Over to you, U.
Thank you, Bill, for the program of Depressed Anonymous. It's really good to be here today. Thinking back into 1985 in this little room outside, it was in the hospital, and there were a few people there, and I never dreamt that today, almost 40 years later, I would have the privilege of speaking to groups around the world. And so I want to thank you all, and I want to just welcome the newcomers who are here today. We have some excellent speakers coming after me who will share with you their own experiences. But anyway, here we are, and the day has arrived, today and tomorrow, and I'm just going to give you some of my thoughts about where we've been and where I am and how we can continue to grow. So first of all, if we share with me and recite the Serenity Prayer together. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Fellowship, Russia, Iran, America, the Netherlands, wherever you're listening from, you are the miracle of the group. We are the miracle of the group. This weekend is going to produce a greater sense of unity among all the DA fellowships who are represented this weekend at our International Depressed Anonymous virtual conference. So much gratitude to those who are responsible for putting this international conference together and online. I am grateful for all of you who have made this day, this weekend possible. I'm also filled with gratitude to see so many groups here today with their group members of the fellowship in Iran, America, Russia, the Netherlands, and every place else. So we come here for 2 days to share our hopes, strengths, and experiences with each other. We not only share our experiences and hopes and strengths with each other, we also listen to each other's stories. We discover how we all got here for the same reason, to find that we continue to bring us to a new way of living with peace and happiness. We come together for support and to seek out new horizons.
You, I think you're muted.
Yes.
I got it. Thank you. The only requirement for Depressed Anonymous Fellowship is the desire to stop saddening ourselves. To share our story is to save our lives. Many times I have been asked, Hugh, don't you get depressed talking with all those depressed people? My response always is, no, not at all, because I know that there is hope for the depressed. I feel it is my privilege to share my own story of brokenness and healing and show how this sadness progresses and devours our life, our hope for the future, and all motivation to help ourselves. I always feel heartened when I can talk with a depressed person or work with someone depressed. Why? Because I know our solution works. It works. As simple as that. This is my life work. I feel that I have been called for this work. It has been my daily work since 1985. How it ever came to what it is today is that I've always felt the higher power has brought these kindred souls to me with whom we travel together on this broad road of life. I do believe that every moment I spend with the depressed person is a person that the higher power has sent to me and put them on my path. How do I know? I know how, because when I am at a DA meeting or on the phone or internet with that person seeking help, I feel energized. I know my story, whether or not exactly like theirs, has those many pieces that they can say, hey, that's the way I feel, and they come back. They work the steps, they pray, come to meetings, begin to speak at meetings, read the literature, and continue to feel at home with us. More importantly, they feel at home in their own skin. The higher power has awakened to me the belief that I am needed to bring hope to others. When someone calls, I need to be there. Step 12 in the fellowship, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to the depressed and to practice these principles in all our affairs. We are here today and tomorrow to share how we are passing on the message of hope and recovery to those who are isolated, miserable, as they attempt to deal with the possible life-threatening depression. I would like to share with you how Dr. Bob, co-founder of AA, the reason he gives for passing on the message of hope to those in his life who needed it. Dr. Bob's four reasons for passing on the message are as follows. I spend a great deal of time passing on what I learned to others who want and need it badly. I do it for four reasons. One, sense of duty. Two, it's a pleasure. Three, because in so doing, I am paying my debt to the man who took time to pass it on to me. Four, because every time I do it, I take out a little more insurance for myself against a possible slip. Your Heavenly Father will never let you down. Though they know they had to help other alcoholics if they would remain sober, that motive became secondary. It was transcended by the happiness they found in giving themselves to others. From Bill W., AA, page 159. This is my reason. I do it, and I hope that it might be yours as well. The beginning of Depressed Anonymous. How it was. Every book has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Our book, A History of the Depressed Anonymous Movement, our recovery program, and it continues to be written these days as we gather this weekend. We, I believe, are at a turning point as we begin to enlarge the scope of our presence and message of hope with this first international virtual Depressed Anonymous conference. I believe that the history of Depressed Anonymous, as indicated today, has no final chapter. There's no final chapter. Our activities and the story of how DA continues its reach out globally as we march together unified with the message that there is hope and we do recover. You're going to hear more about how we do recover in the speakers following. I can testify to that, and DA groups continue to come together in unity, utilizing the spiritual principles of the 12 steps and 12 traditions, as is spelled out in our own manual, Depressed Anonymous. The Depressed Anonymous manual had been printed in English, Dutch, Farsi, Iranian, Russian, and Spanish. I believe this is just the beginning of Depressed Anonymous groups springing up around the world, becoming partners in our combined efforts to provide hope to those who suffer from depression. The seed has been planted. The seed has been planted, and it is growing like a great and mighty oak among us. I thank God for that. I thank God for all the DA groups, all the membership, all the fellowship that have arisen now in Russia, Iran, America, and who knows where else. Hope is the oxygen for the soul. Let's all pump some oxygen into our world. Be a messenger of hope, and by your service to others, our fellowship will continue to grow. We were all in this together. Peter Kropotkin, a Russian scientist, tells us in his work Mutual Aid, a Factor of Evolution, that cooperation and mutual aid are as important in the evolution of the species as competition and mutual strife, if not more so. We have heard about the survival of the fittest. If you take close notice of the insect and animal world, you will find that mutual aid among community members is what helps the community thrive. Let me tell you, we are thriving. How Depressed Anonymous came about. Jane planted a seed in my mind. Previous to my own depression, I had worked one-on-one with a person named Jane, not a real name, and Jane was depressed and confined to her home following quadruple bypass surgery just weeks before I met with her in her home. I was learning hands-on counseling, and my supervisor permitted me to practice my counseling skills with Jane. After meeting with Jane for 10 weeks, I thought that she was beginning to improve, and she began to regain interest in cartooning and poetry writing, things that she did before she became depressed. I started thinking, if Jane could connect with others who were depressed and participate in a 12-step program, she might get better. She might find the help that other hurting folks who utilize the suggested spiritual principles of a 12-step program, that they too, because they recovered, she might recover too. Jane's recovery had planted a thought in my mind, like a seed that needed nourishment if it was to mature into a healthy plant. It was Jane that had given me the idea that what would happen if we brought these depressed people together for our meeting. I thought I would form a pilot program to see how well or not so well this idea of mine would work. But first, I needed to talk with the dean of the university psychology department to grant us permission for this pilot project. When I questioned the dean about setting up a program for depressed, his reply was, "You can't even get these folks out of bed in the morning, much less to a meeting." But he relented and granted us a go-ahead to form a group in the morning, much less he said he would give us permission, even though this idea to him didn't sound like it would work. The local mental health center referred their depressed clients to be part of this newly formed group. After attending 10 weeks, most of the members of the pilot program did get better as the levels of their depression decreased. Wow. It was apparent to me then that now we can move on and commit to developing a 12-step depression support group. It all came about because of Jane and the seed that she had planted in my mind. It continues to produce much fruit. And for Jane, I am very grateful. And so are many, many other people. Also, it was in the middle of my graduate degree work that a member of our depression pilot group gave me a book by Dr. Dorothy Rowe, the book Depression, The Way Out of Your Prison. The woman told me that I might like to read it. In her award-winning mental health book, Dr. Rowe gave me an idea of how an alternative approach to overcoming depression would work. Instead of depending on a medical model for our discussions centered on the depression experience, she showed us how we already had the psychotherapies, the psychiatric therapies, medical and mental health treatments to operate from. But here we were presented with having an alternative way to think about depression. Not a disease using the medical model, but instead as a human defense using the psychological model. It was basically a primer telling us that we have choices in our lives. She offered us a defense against the onslaught of the many negative symptoms syndrome that brought us unknowingly into submission, overcome by hopelessness and despair. Depressed Anonymous helps us discover what those symptoms are and how they can leave us imprisoned with all their negative beliefs, causing that spiraling downward into the dark pit of sadness. We soon learn that these negative symptoms can be joined together and cause chaos and havoc in our own lives. We are gradually imprisoned in a thinking loop where it feels impossible to free ourselves. The Depressed Anonymous workbook, another publication combined with our DA manual, gives so much support as we gradually take apart those areas of our lives that continue to keep us imprisoned. These are those mistaken beliefs that ruin our lives using other modalities such as the medical model and the psychotherapeutic model treatments. The psychological model came to us and we use it. We find that it does help in overcoming our depression because now we feel we have a choice. We came to believe that by choosing to use the spiritual principles, the 12 steps and traditions of Depressed Anonymous, that we have found our way out of depression. We learn how our negative symptoms act as a defense against the discovery of who we are and that we didn't have to remain depressed. We have choices. I don't have to live this way anymore. I know because it worked for me and thousands of others using those spiritual principles of depression. We have the 12 steps with our higher power, the God of our understanding, guiding us through each of the negative symptoms and shows us how we have a power greater than ourselves, enabling us to have a spiritual awakening. That aha moment when it becomes clear that there is a higher power giving us the courage to face our inner chaos and providing us with the serenity and a hope that delivers us from the prison of our depression. Dr. Rowe has been able to share with us that you and I are able to choose to do something about our depression, the isolation, the despair, and the loss of hope. We can work at disabling our mistaken beliefs and hopelessness. The depression symptoms gradually erode our self-confidence and remove any motivation we might still be able to stir up in ourselves. Our efforts at recovery disappear, and we feel lost with the false belief that we are worthless and unworthy of love. This is where the serious work begins. We have the tools in the spiritual principles of the steps, and this truth is spoken on every page of our depressed manual. It is also by working in the group with the steps and traditions. That is what I call the miracle of the group. When I was doing therapy, it was a one-on-one proposition. But in time, I realized that not only was it helpful, but more helpful was to refer them to my conference room where they could attend that same night a Depressed Anonymous meeting. They were introduced to hope. They were introduced to the miracle of the community. And the miracle of the group is what gets us through even today. Even now, I still go to meetings because I am still in recovery. We have an excellent workbook that helps dig into who we are and points to our strengths. Our strengths, don't forget that. It points to our strengths and our place in life that need help. These are those character defects that keep on living in us unless we begin to deal with them. The workbook, the literature, the steps help correct the mistaken beliefs, which have been used against our development and our own ability to thrive. And as we know, much of our problems begin in childhood. That is why our manual and workbook give us time and the means to focus on our family of origin and uncovering those places in our past that need healing. And just let me add this, the workbook has questions and answers. The answers are from you. The questions are from a DA. But these questions help us dig a little bit deeper. And the workbook works even better if you have another person working with you, a co-sponsor, a fellowship member of the group. All this brings about more and more ideas and more information about how to choose your healthy recovery. In my own fourth and fifth step work, I found help in putting Dr. Rowe's ideas about dealing effectively with the negative symptoms of my own life. This is why we incorporated her psychological model into every action that the steps promote us to use for our own recovery. She tells us how we unknowingly caused our depression and that we can uncause it by using the necessary tools. Dismantling those negative beliefs such as fear, anxiety, and guilt, which keep us from living life, immobilizing us, and keep us bound by old fears and phobias. We are truly imprisoned by our own negative thoughts and feelings. Again, we are kept captive in the loop of our own thinking. This is where the higher power, the steps, and group fellowship build a new person with that newfound belief that the higher power, the God of our understanding, can set us free. This is hopeful. We do have choices, even though we felt that we faced a life sentence of hopelessness and despair. By being matched up with the 12 steps, Dr. Rowe walks with us throughout our efforts, helping us with her creative and helpful ideas. Reading her book and making it a big part of our recovery, we discover it was a marriage of the best sort. They worked together like a hand in glove. In 1985, the first DA group, like we mentioned, was founded in Evansville, Indiana. Our first meetings took place in St. Mary's Hospital. Having earned a master's degree in counseling psychology, I went into private practice in Evansville and continued to develop our depression recovery program. As an aside, someone suggested that we ought to name our new group Uppers for Downers. Oh, I already had determined that it would be called what it was, Depressed Anonymous, having the 12 steps and traditions as the core of our recovery. Let's call it what it is, depression. We were farther depressed and their recovery. I never intended DA to be anything more than a group for persons committed to learning how to undepress themselves. I never thought it was going to grow past the Evansville city limits. It was just a small group dedicated to helping those who were depressed to have a desire to stop sadding themselves. In 1987, I moved to Louisville, Kentucky, got a counseling position there, and continued my work with the depressed. Build it, and they will come. How true. It was 1988 where the first DA group in Louisville began to write the text for the first DA book. We discovered that we needed some form of literature that would help others know who we were and what we believed. Every week, I would write out a commentary on each of the steps, and the group shared the pros and cons of what I had written, and then we would move on to the next step. Our next move was to get our DA book printed. This original DA book was published, and we did that. Our commentary on the steps included ideas incorporated for Dr. Rowe's Depression, The Way Out of Your Prison. It was at this time that the first Depressed Anonymous book was printed in 1990, following our Depressed Anonymous fellowship having finished with this commentary and steps. The name of the first DA book was, surprise, Depressed, Here is a Way Out, using the suggested 12-step program. Simultaneously, in the same year, 1990, HarperCollins from England printed a book, Depressed, Here is a Way Out. And it was from that, at this time onward, that all my work with Depressed Anonymous was accomplished in Louisville, Kentucky. I had a new job in Louisville, I'm still here, and it was there that Depressed Fellowship began to flourish. Our group decided we needed more literature or information about what we believe, and we still have that same problem trying to find ways to create more literature. Our quarterly newsletter, the Antidepressant Tablet, began publishing in 1989 until the year 1999. I worked in a mental health facility and continued my work with Depressed Anonymous. By this time, other groups were beginning to be formed around the country and world. My contacts with the Iranian people, the Ukrainians, Russians, and the Polish were initiated. I was in contact with groups in Poland, and they have published DA material over the years. I've given two webinars in Russia, plus having two sessions with residents of a treatment center in Siberia, Russia. I always wanted to go to Siberia. Well, here we were. In the 12 and 12 tells us that when we reached AA, he told us this, and for the first time in our lives, we stood among people who seemed to understand the sense of belonging was tremendously exciting. We thought the isolation problem had been solved, but we soon discovered that while we weren't alone anymore in a social sense, we still suffered many of the old pangs of anxious apartment. Until we had talked with complete candor of our conflicts and had listened to someone else did the same thing, we still didn't feel we belonged. Step 5 was the answer. It was the beginning of true kinship with man and God. This is from As Bill Sees It on page 228. Dorothy Rowe tells us in her award-winning book, Depression, The Way Out of Your Prison, this vital message. Living is very often a matter of making the best of a bad job. And if you are taught early in life to see yourself as bad and valueless, unacceptable to yourself and other people, then there might be the sense in finding some advantage in this. But suppose these advantages became very important to you, and in that case, you may never inspect your opinion of yourself or discover that it is merely an opinion and not an immutable truth. And that you are free, again, here's the word, free to change it. The advantage of seeing yourself as essentially bad may blind you to the fact that the opinions we hold about ourselves form the basement of your assessment of everything else in our lives. Everything else looks bad. Everything else looks forbidden. Everything else is falling apart. But if we make the opinion, I am a bad person, the foundation of our work, then the cost of our world will prove to be exceedingly dear. Bill W. tells us to abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you, Bill W., for that. Another statement from Alcoholics Anonymous. Lack of power. That was our dilemma. We had to find a power with which we could live, and it had to be a power greater than ourselves. AA, page 44, 45. Because depression is in pandemic proportions worldwide, our hope, love, and presence will always be necessary. More true today than ever before. You might want to read chapter 11 in the AA Big Book. It's a vision for you, written by Bill W. Pages 151 to 164. And you will think that you are looking in a mirror, because after having experienced the higher power and found so much great friendship in the DA fellowship, you will be turned on to a hope that you will be thriving as so many of our fellowship are thriving today. The rest of the speakers here today will tell their stories, and you will feel the excitement that being free of selfishness and doing it my way and despair is making them ready to tell others about their recovery, using the tools of recovery. God does for us what we could not do for ourselves. That is a line from the promises of AA. Keep working the program. Join with this great fellowship, all becoming victorious over their own self-will and despair. Break out of your isolation. Come to a meeting and find what you have been looking for, but couldn't put a name to it. It's called the Creator of All Good. All one has to do is believe, call on its power, and then get into action. Our vision is being physically demonstrated by your presence here today. The vision is dynamic, and is it attained by those of us who find the answer to overcome our own brokenness and celebrate our victories as a group over the deadening isolation of depression? It doesn't have to be that way. That's not our vision. Our vision is one of recovery, because we do recover. Let me put it this way. It only takes one person with a dream, an idea that is generous in scope, that is shared and picked up by those of us who want to have that belief that I can get better. I can begin to thrive, be a beacon of light to those who have no hope, no faith, or believe that anything can happen to them. The power of the person resides in the story that you and I bring to the group and to those who suffer. We tell our story, and we are all carried forth by the power of the higher power. While there is no, where there is no vision, the people shall perish. I would just say that all the Skype and Zoom meetings, virtual programs that initiated by members of the Depressed Anonymous Fellowship here and everywhere else, took depression to a level of exposure to those seeking help. In this pandemic, the Skype way, the Zoom way, was a pathway for many folks, depressed and isolated, who found a home. Not only a home, but ongoing discussion groups and so many more online positive activities. where someone depressed could find others just like themselves and find those who were willing to be a sponsor and help them through the dark times of their life. This Skype program has enabled and helped each of us to encounter others at a level that some have never, never experienced before. They know that they will not be abandoned. I am not a prophet, but I have earned an essential belief in these many years as a member of DA. I have learned that there is hope. People do recover. Dorothy Rowe's views and vision combined with the 12 steps give us hope and a daily dose of possibility for more life filled with the recovery program, with friends like ourselves who speak the language of recovery. I am now in my 38th year of recovery with the Depressed Anomaly program, before that with AA. Every day I have talked with someone, emailed someone, online with someone, and I've been on the phone with someone depressed. And you know what? I always feel better after talking with somebody where I can tell my story and they feel better, and then hopefully they come to a meeting and feel even better by helping others and finding people just like themselves. There's no stigma. There's no stigma. When people tell you to snap out of it, they're crazy. I always tell them, can you snap out of your diarrhea? No, of course not. So let's be happy. Let's not be fearful of a stigma and say, oh, I'm depressed. Well, yeah, who wouldn't be depressed in this crazy world, you know? Come on. Okay, keep working the program. Join with this great fellowship, all becoming victorious over their own self and despair. So I guess I could just say this, just by the fact that you're here today, just by the fact that some individuals, some group members, some others, not just here but everywhere, have taken upon themselves, guys, we got to get this word out to other people and other nations. And like I said, the horizon is there. People are waiting for us. And since unity is our principle, our way of acting, we are now joining together with other nations, other fellowships, and other ways of finding help and hope. So I think my time is up now, and I think I want to say, may God speed and give help and be your constant companion on this road of recovery. Thank you for listening, and thank you for all those who have put this together, because they're going to do it again, or some of us are going to do it again. I think you are all on your way, because this service is providing help for ourselves and for others. So welcome to everybody here today, and I hope you continue to find hope and healing.
Thank you. I'm hoping to, this is Bill again, the moderator. We can take questions at this time. We have until 55 minutes after the hour, and then we'll have to end the question and answer session. Of course, we can end it early if we need to, but if anyone has a question, now is the time to say it.
Thank you, Bill, our moderator.
Looks, there may be a question coming over chat. Let's just wait one moment. Right. I'm going to take it that people don't have any questions. Last call. Okay, I'm going to end the recording and we can hang out as a group and chat. And if a link shows up in the chat to download the video, please don't. I will download it and remove it from the chat box. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I have to leave now. I'm going to see my brother and family. I haven't seen him in 2 years or more. So I'm driving 3 hours from here. So I will take care of myself and listen to those wonderful testimonies when I get back tomorrow evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.